Happy birthday to me. I actually have two birthdays to celebrate this month. Now, one, I'll simply smile and say thank you for the well wishes, as I'm not too thrilled with the number that's attached to it. You know, it seems as only yesterday I was daydreaming of reaching the wise old age of being a teenager. And today, a not-so-wise teen can just glance at me and know that I'm eligible for a senior coffee. However, 53 years ago this month, I was reborn, and I became a child of God, or as we like to say, I got saved, and I'm excited to celebrate that fact. Now, I don't remember the exact date. I can tell you, however, where I was sitting in our little church, and even what I was wearing that Thursday evening in June. I don't remember much of the message, but the Holy Spirit grabbed my young heart that night, and I knew that I needed a Savior. I didn't look to my parents for permission. I just left my seat and headed straight for my pastor. And in his gentle way, he led me to the throne of grace. And that night, my life was changed forever. Now, over the course of these 50 plus years of walking with the Lord, I must admit that I have failed him so often. But when I truly repent, he's always faithful to forgive. And yes, there have been consequences for my sin, but since he's my Father, his love has never let me go. Nothing can separate me from the love that is perfect and unconditional. And you know, I've also faced some deep, dark valleys and cried bitter tears, wondering if the open wounds to my heart would ever heal. But just as he's promised in Psalms 147:3, he bandaged my wounds and healed my broken heart. And today, I stand not on my own two feet, but because of his strong arms that hold me up. And far above all my failures and tragedies, one thing is sure. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am a child of God. And my heavenly daddy is the creator and the king over everything. You see, I'm a princess in the courts of the king, and one day, he'll take me home and I'll live with him forever. I am blessed. For you see, my friend, I can truly testify that I have been saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ and not of myself. God offered this gift of salvation to me, and there's nothing that I could ever do to earn it, as I have nothing to boast about. And for this gift, I will celebrate. And what's even more exciting is that this gift is for anyone who is willing to reach out and accept it. It's right there with your name on it. You know, I can just see the card. It says, "To whosoever will love Jesus." Will you accept it? With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.